Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the parish meeting on the 20th of May, 19:30 hours. We'll move straight on to agenda item number one, PC 00119, to receive nominations and to elect the chair of the parish council. I have nominations, please.
Can I nominate your good self, if you're willing to stand again?
Thank you. And you have a seconder?
I'd like to second that.
Councillor Hart. All those in favour?
So, Chair, can I just ask, you do need to ask if there were any other nominations.
Sorry, I sit correct. Are there any other nominations? I do apologise. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Gowdy. Yes,
I do accept. Thank you.
You need to vote.
Favour?
Unanimous, thank you.
Thank you. And moving on to PC 002. To receive nominations and to elect the vice chair of the parish council.
Can I nominate Councillor Cowley, if you would be willing to stand?
I certainly would, thank you.
I second that nomination. And can I ask if there are any other nominations for the vice chair? Is there none? Can we vote on that, please? All those in favour?
Unanimous.
You've been elected. Thank you. Right, to receive and approve apologies under PC 003 for any absence.
None received.
Okay, thank you. And to move on to PC 004 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Are there any?
Yes, I have an interest in PC 01819 relative to the Millbourne Community.
Okay. Duly noted, Councillor Travis.
PC 1819 for the same reason.
Okay, and Councillor Kilmurray, duly noted. Okay, thank you very much. To receive written requests for dispensation for disclosure, peculiar interests, if any. None reported. And to grant the request for dispensation, obviously as appropriate, there's nothing else to move on. Under PC 005, Chair's announcements, just for information only, just something we've introduced, but for this meeting, the only thing to note is that the parish office will be closed on the 3rd and the 4th of June due to the air conditioning, etc. So there'll be no one here to respond to any calls. Okay, moving on to PC 006, co-option, to receive a progress update from the parish clerk and to consider any applicants.
Thank you. The update is that as per last meeting, there are still 7 vacancies on the parish council. I have had no applications.
Although we have it submitted, I had issued 5.
I have sent out 5 lots of forms following expressions of interest, yeah. But as of yet, none of them come back.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll move on to PC 007. To approve the minutes of the parish council meeting 23rd of April 2019. Have you received any questions or any amendments or requests for amendments? Councillor Hart.
Apologies, Chair, I missed what it was today. It was just under the declaration of interest. I declared an interest, not because I'm a member of Melbourne Bowls Club, but I'm a member of a rival bowls club, put it that way. So okay. Does it matter? It says a member of the bowls club in the minutes.
So
we're considering the grant application for Melbourne Bowls Club, so I declared an interest because I'm a member of a rival bowls club, let's put it that way.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Okay.
So we can just, if council are minded to, they can approve those minutes as amended.
Okay. Right. Can I have a proposer? Councillor Kilmurray, can I second that? Councillor Wilson, all those in favour?
Thank you, unanimous.
Okay. All right, to move on to PC 00819, to report back on the minutes of the parish council meeting 23rd of April.
I have nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Fine. Is that okay? We move on to receive the clerk's report.
Hard copy in the agenda.
Okay. Has anybody got any questions? Council report. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Now to move on to PC 01019, and this is to appointment of standing committees. Thank you very much. That's all. Okay, one just appeared. Thank you. Right, if we take this from the planning committee, there's places for a maximum of 8 people on this committee. And at the current moment, we have Councillor Hart, Councillor Kilmurray, Councillor Clark, Councillor Buxton, Councillor Cowley, Councillor Wilson. There are two vacancies. If anybody would like to join, or does anybody wish to leave this particular committee? Okay, so we stand at this same members, and the chair and vice chair will be elected at the next committee meeting.
Yep.
The next committee is the Finance and Good Governance Committee. And on the Finance and Good Governance Committee, there is Councillor Clark, Councillor Cowley, Councillor Kilmurray, and Councillor Hart. Does anybody wish to leave or join this committee? Okay, so we are running with the four people.
I don't mind joining that one.
Okay. That's good. You could put Councillor Barnes onto that one.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the chair and the vice chair will be elected at the next committee meeting. Maintenance committee, and we do have quite a lot of people on this one.
You only need to read out the councillors'
names.
Yes,
absolutely. Councillor Travis, Councillor Clark, Councillor Barnes, Councillor Wilson. Does anybody else wish to join, or does anybody wish to leave this committee? Okay, and the chair and the vice chair will be elected at the next committee meeting. We do have a number of residents on this committee as well, parishioners. Okay, now moving on to the appointment of standing working parties. The Melbourne Futures Working Party. Where are we? Futures at the moment. Oh, let me get that down.
Sorry.
On the Futures Working Party at the moment, which is to have its first meeting soon, it's Councillor Clark, Councillor Hart, Councillor Kilmurray, and there are three of our parishioners on this one as well. Okay, does anybody wish to join or leave? Okay, and the next one is the website working party, and on this is Councillor Barnes, Councillor Kilmurray, and our clerk Simon Crocker, and one parishioner. Does anybody wish to leave or join this one? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now just
That's a very technical working party, and I'm wondering if it would be worthwhile trying to recruit somebody who was a website expert. We already have one.
Yes, I used to run a web development company, which is one of mine.
My apologies.
Right, moving on to PC 1219, and this is to note the parish council liaisons on the following. The Board of Trustees of Francis John Clear Almshouses currently is Mrs. Howard, and under B, Board of Trustees of Martin's Charity is the parish clerk, and C, Board of Trustees of Trick Charity Trust, it's Val Barrett, formerly Councillor Barrett. D, Mobile Warden Scheme, and this is District Councillor Howes. And E, Melbourne and Mildred Luncheon Club, this is again District Councillor Howes. And MAID, the youth setup, is Councillor Travis. Okay. That's just for notation. Next item on the agenda is PC 01319, this is the public participation. But up to 15 minutes with 3 minutes per item per speaker. So is there anybody in the public gallery that would like to make any representation? Yes, sorry, I don't know your name, sorry.
My name is David Werrell. I'm the manager of Royston District Community Transport. The council has changed dramatically since I was on it. I don't recognise any of the faces, but I thought I should come and introduce myself to you. Can I just ask the clerk, would my email to you of the 7th of May have been in your report, which the councillors have?
You need to refresh me on what it says.
Right, I sent you an email on the 7th of March saying that I was most disappointed to receive your letter dated the 25th of April, which I had received on the 7th of May, regarding the fact that the council had decided not to award us a grant this year, on the basis that A, you hadn't received our accounts, Those have been sent to you on the 10th of January, along with all the other parish councils. And indeed, I was in correspondence with you on several occasions during January regarding sending you back an application form and all the supporting documentation. The other reason you said you didn't want to give me the money was because I didn't come to your meeting, but nobody asked me to come to it, otherwise I would have been glad to do so. So perhaps we can sort of clear the air and get it clear that the information was provided to you well in advance of your meeting, and I am very disappointed to hear that in the first time in, well, we've been going 25 years, we merged with the Melbourne Meldrith car scheme when I started with the scheme over 16 years ago, and this is the first year that Melbourne has not supported us financially. Now, Melbourne is our biggest village in South Cambridgeshire in terms of the number of clients that we take to all sorts of places. We have at the moment a falling number of drivers. We're trying to recruit more in the Melbourne area, but without financial support in the area, as you'll appreciate, we're not inclined to overexert ourselves. We have plenty of work elsewhere, but I would be grateful if the council would reconsider on the basis that you did have the information and you didn't invite me to the meeting, which I would have been glad to come to.
Thank you. To answer the first part of your question, no, your email of the 7th wasn't in my clerk's report. I typically wouldn't do that, but it was circulated. From memory, the application itself didn't contain any financial information. I can't comment on the decision-making process of the councillors at the meeting.
Sorry,
because I wasn't there.
The council, not just yourself.
Sorry, but you addressed the question to me.
The council had a difficult decision to make this year round, because we had, I think it was something like 15 or 16 applications for grants, and if we'd have honoured all of those grants, we wouldn't have had sufficient funds to have covered them anyway. So we made a very difficult decision to cut back, and we worked specifically on the criteria that we'd laid down in the way that we organise this and the information that we asked for. Now,
supply.
Now, obviously something's gone astray somewhere, and I can only apologise if that is the case. But what I can say to you is, you know, we can't retrospectively go back and start regurging numbers and playing around like that now. But we will have another time for applications in November, where there will be some funds available. And if you would care to resubmit, and I can only apologise if your documentation did go astray, because if it had been here, it would have come under the review and would have been taken into account. But as I said, you know, we had six, I think it was 16 applications, it may have been 15, but we had a large number, and we had to be very, very careful how we did this, because we couldn't just arbitrarily give everybody everything they asked for.
I appreciate that.
So if you would care to resubmit in November, where we do and will have some more funds available, then obviously it can be considered again, and if you obviously attach the accounts, etc., etc., and if you'd like to come along to the meeting, that's more than welcome.
Okay, I can happily give you the information now in writing if you'd like to put it on file.
Could I request that we have it as part of the application documentation, please? Yeah, I think that's what's gone wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry, if it could be done in the way we've asked for it, because we do get a lot of things come through the door like this, and there is a process that we have to go by.
Sorry, I need to just clarify this. In correspondence with the clerk on several times during that January, I asked him if there was any information that he required that I hadn't supplied, and I didn't get a response. So there was the opportunity to ask for the accounts, which had already been sent, but you didn't get with that application. Obviously, this is a breakdown in communication.
This is something that the actual council itself looks at. These documents are what we look at. The clerk is in no way involved in making any decisions about the way the money gets allocated. So all that information, well, no, all the paperwork.
I'm not saying he
was. I know all the paperwork would have been stored, and we would have been looking at it at the appropriate time.
Okay.
So if something was missed at that particular time, it's just unfortunate. That's the process, and that's the way it goes. But if I can ask you kindly, if you would like to resubmit in November, and then we can consider your position then.
I will.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I do apologise if something did go walk about. Are there any other questions?
Yes, I may. Morning, Jim. I'm photographer based in Melbourne, and for the club's community showcase in July. I'd like to put together, as part of the exhibition there, some portraits of public figures within Melbourne. So Parish Council seemed like a group that might be approached, along with a photo of their favourite thing about Melbourne. So an opportunity really to just do something community-based. And I was hoping that I might get your support for that and volunteer themselves for that project.
Thank you very much. And so I'm sure you can approach us all through, you know, we're all contactable. So, okay. And through our clerk as well, which is probably best to channel things. Thank you very much. Are there any other questions or anything else?
Can I just report that I would be happy to take part?
As well. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah. This is Ewan Clemens.
Okay. Good evening.
It strikes me that I might want to comment on a matter further down your agenda. Do I have any chance of that as you put this public bit in now?
Well, you have 3 minutes if you want to say something. If there's a question,
I don't know what the outcome of it. But what it is the High Street Cahima Stone, and I want to comment on what you're going to do with it. But if we don't know what you're going to do with it, I cannot comment at this agenda item.
The results of the consultation were made public and are on the website along with the agenda, but as the member of the public points out, it is the next agenda item.
Should we cover that now and then give the opportunity?
Sure.
Okay, well, if there are any other questions or anything else from the...
Yeah, I'm Peter Clemens and I'd like to follow up on this. I've had no response to a letter I sent you 7 weeks ago. What is your policy about replying to people when they say, please may I have a response? Do you acknowledge the letter or do you just file it? Because I expect a reply when I write to people and I haven't had one. That's all I want to say. Can leave it with you to consider that you do, in fact, respond to people either to say, thank you for your letter, we will deal with this, or thank you for your letter, we don't agree, or whatever. But to have no response is not professional.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chilly Matty. Okay, are there any other? Yes.
Hi, Batman. I wasn't at the last council meeting, and I looked in the week and listened to some of what was said. And I've got two or three things I might question. The responsible financial officer and the question of reserves. Mm-hmm. I certainly read the JPEG document that was part of the last week's thing in the way that she has read it. And in fact, her summary of it misses one very important point in that, in I think the second line, the JPEG paper is now not on the website. I don't know why and if it will go back on there. It was in the agenda for the last meeting. It's now not on there with the minutes or that you've just passed, and it isn't in the agenda for the last meeting. But it did say at the beginning of that document that it relates to the your responsible financial officer did quote the words. So I'll just go back to it. The generally accepted recommendation with regard to the appropriate minimum level of small authorities general reserve, and she quoted it as part of the word minimum, as just part of the text. If you look at the JPEG document from which she was praising, the word minimum was in bold capital letters, absolutely bold, it stood out like a sore thumb. Now that didn't get to you councillors, it would have been there if you'd have read the JPEG report. And I think if you read that JPEG report with that in bold capital letters, you will read it to say that the minimum reserves this council should carry would be, as she's saying, 25%. But that's the minimum, not the amount. She actually went on to say that you shouldn't carry more than 25%. It's actually on the, I listened to that part of it. Got the exact. I've dropped it. But basically, that's what she said. So I believe you as a council have been slightly misled, and that you should be carrying a reserve, the minimum of which for a council of your size should be 25% of. There is a debate of exactly what that 25% is, but at the last meeting we were talking about 25% of the precept or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So I'd just like to draw that to your attention and ask that the clerk, the council and the responsible financial officer look at that, because I think it makes a massive difference. I think I understand why you may have made that decision in relation to freeing up money to give out on grants, which is great and to be applauded, but I would not want to see the council not having sufficient reserves and not having and using a false argument to keep the reserves at that level. Second point was picking up on what's been said over here, and something again I picked up from here. You gave out 30-odd thousand pounds, I can't remember the exact amount. You gave it out to a dozen or so bodies of one sort or another. The gentleman here was actually, he was one of the ones that I was going to say didn't fit what I was now going to say. All of those bodies have some sort of link to the council or previous councillors. You've declared your link. I'm not suggesting there's anything untoward whatsoever. My point is, should not the parish council be trying to spread the net wider? I know you put an advert on the notice board. I know it goes in whatever, wherever you put it. But I think there needs to be a more constructive way of going out and hitting the goal, which is the wrong thing to say, but widening your scope, making a conscious effort to look at people. All that's happening, as I see it, is you're going back to the same people who know the ropes, in inverted commas. They know how to make the applications, they know how to fill in the forms, they know what documents need to go with it. And those people keep repeating themselves. So I'd like to see your approach to grant money widened and a more positive action from the council to pull in other. I'm sure there are loads of worthy organisations in the village that would welcome money if they knew it was available, if they knew it was what they needed to do to get it. Now, I appreciate you will say they knew it was available because it was on the website and the notice board. Most people aren't interested in the parish council in that sense, so you're talking to the converted. So I think you need to go further than that. And on a final point, which is my usual point, the link between the hub and the council can't be for the horse yet again, in that you provided the hub with the grant money to extend the patio out the front and the grass at the front of the thing. That requires the parish council's consent under the terms of the lease. So you've given them money to do something at their instigation, which you haven't even granted consent for. It's the tail wagging the dog, which I've said to you several times in the past. The parish council own the property, the parish council are responsible for the maintenance of the outside areas of the property, and yet the hub are saying, we want to do this, give us the money, and we'll do it. I accept that it's a good idea to do it. Don't get me wrong, I totally support the job. But I think we've got the horse before the cart. Sorry, the cart before the horse.
Thank you for your comments. I will respond to the first point, though. We don't use precept money for grants. The grant money is completely away from the precept.
I accept that there was a big debate about how much grant money you would have available and whether you could pay for the coordinator, I forgot what the formal title is, and that would reduce the amount of grant money that was available. And I accept that, and I understand why. Don't get me wrong.
And just to let you know, we haven't finalised how we're going to look at the reserves as well. The RFO is looking at that in fine detail, and she's going to come back and she's going to pass that through the Finance and Good Governance Committee, which will then evaluate her findings, because no decisions have been made.
Fine.
And once that's made, then the Finance and Good Governance go back to full council to make the necessary recommendations.
Can you look at the word in capital letters in the JPEG thing?
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, we will. Thank you for pointing that out.
It wasn't in the financial officer's report. It was part of the script.
Yeah, okay.
It does make a difference to the reading of it if you read it in that context.
Thank you. Right, if there are no other points or questions, if there are no other points, questions on that, apart from the one question to come later, which I will allow. We go to PC 14/19, 83 High Street, to consider the results of the public consultation. Now, the public consultation was undertaken. We went through the sheet and the results. Thank you very much. Yes, we went through the public consultation over a period of a few weeks, and on the basis of how many people actually live in Melbourne, there was only 79 people bothered to actually respond to the request for the consultation document. Now, coming down in order, 35 accept the offer from Campbell to relocate the stone and into a permanent proper memorial garden, which they are actually introducing, which is a formal garden. Relocate the stone further back on the highway within the same curtilage of the existing plot, 12 people. And to relocate the stone to New Road Cemetery, which would have been accompanied by a bench and some flowers, etc., that was 16 people. And we had spoilt forms 16. So that came to 79 people. So the decision, obviously, from the public was in preference for the amount of people that actually voted or decided to put in papers for this, 35 for Campbell. Councillor Hart?
I've just got some queries, really, mm-hmm. Having responded, and I'm just aware that there didn't seem to be a way to be able to tell who individuals. The point is that I couldn't tell if there were 35 different people, because there were 34 responses. People didn't have to put a name on the form, as far as I'm aware. So I feel a little bit concerned about that. I don't know why there wasn't an opportunity for people to identify themselves, whereas it wouldn't need to be published. But whether that's something to do with GDPR, I don't know.
It's everything to do with GDPR.
So I think that's a tricky one for me. I also feel intrigued about the spoiled forms. And
can I have a clarification on that?
Before I pass over to Mr. Clark, I will point out that this was independently adjudicated by District Councillor Howes, so it wasn't just counted in the office here, it was overseen by somebody completely independently.
That still doesn't answer the point of how can we tell that one person didn't put in number of feedback forms.
Okay, I'll pass over to Mr. Clark.
So both myself, the assistant clerk, and Councillor Hales looked at all the responses. From speaking only on behalf of myself, I saw no evidence that there was one person filling in dozens of forms. They all looked pretty different to me. And the assistant clerk and Councillor Hales never expressed that sentiment, a sentiment that they all look the same or anything like that. So it wasn't discussed. And with regard to the spoiled forms, they were classed as spoiled if they either made a sarcastic comment, which some did, or scribbled on the form a preference that wasn't one of the options of the consultation, for example, or leave it where it is, because the consultation was on where to move it, not whether to move it.
Councillor Travis?
No, it's already been covered, thank you.
Okay. All right. We're in a situation now where we need to vote as a council as to whether we are going to accept the consultation or whether we have reservations or we want to look at it again. But, it's up to this council. Do I have a proposer to accept the consultation results?
I'm not offering to accept consultation results. I would like to make a proposal that, based on the results of the consultation, mm-hmm. we propose to undergo option one, which I think is subtly different in that we are making a decision based on the consultation rather than taking the consultation as
accepted.
Some sort of...
Yeah, I accept that, Councillor Piala. And do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Kilmurray, all those in favour? difficult one, isn't it?
22. So, how's it?
All right, anybody opposed?
Can I just catch up with notes? So, in favour, Councillor Cowley and Councillor Kilmurray.
Yep, Councillor Kilmurray.
So, against and extensions, next.
Anybody against? One abstention. No one against.
Against.
Abstentions? Abstentions?
Sorry, show of hands for those against, please.
Three.
So three councillors haven't voted. Two councillors haven't voted.
Okay.
So presumably they are abstaining.
Yeah, that's me abstaining and abstaining.
Chair, is it? I don't know.
Right. So the motion is defeated.
Is it bearing in mind the consultation was for, I think as Councillor Carter said, we're looking at the consultation, taking the feedback. Is it within our power to make a second proposal, which is to relocate the stone to New Road Cemetery, bearing in mind the argument that we had about this being a place where people could spend time peacefully, not by the side of a road, paying their respects, as what I think was originally intended.
The answer to that is yes. Any councillor can propose anything they wish.
Yeah.
So I would like to propose that in view of the consultation and my concern, about the animosity of the anonymity of the consultation, that we relocate the stone to New Road Cemetery, so it stays in the village but is in a more respectful place.
Chair, could the clerk remind the council of the approximate cost of moving from 83 High Street to New Road Cemetery?
No, we've never sought quotes for that. But Councillor Wilson has offered his services in this respect. So the cost would be minimal to zero.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
On that basis, so the proposal for that is Councillor Hart. Is there a seconder for that proposal?
Yes.
Councillor Travers, all those in favour?
Could you keep your hands up for a second, please? So that's... Councillor Kilmurray?
Abstain.
That motion is carried.
And that's what's carried then. Okay. Okay, so the proposal is the stone gets moved to the cemetery and we'll do the appropriate with bench, flowers, etc. Okay, now, would you like to say anything now?
Yes, please. I think the consultation was very leading. You didn't actually ask people to give their opinions. It was A, B or C, a choice. So I think it would be better if you asked people their opinions. And to move the stone from where it is in a little garden was actually a plot of land that was used by the British Legion years ago to a cemetery that isn't in the village, really. It's a walk away for all people walking past who sit on that seat and talk. I just think it's a shame. Now, maybe I'm speaking rightly or wrongly. I don't think it should have been moved to the back of the garden either. This is my opinion. It should remain where it is. Ideally, it should be at the War Memorial, but it isn't. And I'll accept that. But I just feel very annoyed and upset that you're going to move from where it is.
Thank you very much for your comments. They're duly noted.
Can I just say one thing? Councillor Hart said she was concerned about the veracity of the vote in some way or other. And Clark said that Councillor Hales was the independent person who verified it. Actually, if I recollect correctly, Councillor Hales was one of the people who decided to go where it is.
Right. Okay, thank you.
He is independent from the parish council, and I needed someone then and there.
He's not independent of the issue.
Well, I think for the exercise he was independent. Thank you.
Could I comment on that, please? Because it was Councillor Hart, Councillor Josie, that actually started this off 3 years ago. So I don't think that you could say he's independent. And can I just say that to have a vote like you've had without crediting who was voting was an absolute farce. And I think that Councillor Hart was right to be concerned. It was really something that you should have thought out in more detail and perhaps taken expert's advice about what really is. But I'll say no more.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me say that.
Yeah, thank you for your comments. Yes, Christmas.
Just to clarify one thing, the public consultation was not a vote. It was a consultation.
But you just voted. You just said that this is the way it's going to be.
Well, the vote just now was a vote, yes, and it's recorded. No. I've recorded everybody's name.
You used that as a vote for this or a vote for that. Words you used. But anyway, I think I've said enough.
Okay. Okay. Thank you
for being able to say that.
Okay.
But
thank
I'm
you.
Really very, very disappointed in the way it was dealt with.
Thank you for your comments. If we could move on now to receive, there's no district and county councillor reports tonight. We will move on to PCO 1619 to consider a report on the rat running through Beechwood Avenue. Would you like to pick up on this, Councillor Kilmurray?
Yeah. I was contacted by a member of the public, a resident of Beechwood Avenue, complaining about the number of vehicles such that he gets regularly gets disturbed night's sleep because the traffic starts in various waves, starting about 5:30 in the morning and again at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. There's a number of residents that are getting vehicles that they park on the road clipped by presumably by rat runners, also by heavy goods vehicles that traverse the road at various times. And he wondered what, if anything, we could do about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the basis of your email, I did discuss this with District Councillor Hales and our clerk as well. And at this stage, I believe previously we have written to the businesses that are around that area where we are assuming that a lot of the rat runners, should we call them, are running through to go to work. There are a number of options we could ask the police to get involved with, but I think initially, would you be in agreement for us to write some strongly worded letters to all of the businesses in that area and ask them once again if they could try and get their employees not to use those cut-throughs because it is disturbing sleep, it is causing problems for the residents, and ask them to respond to that failure to sort of go along with us, with their employees, then we can look at alternative measures that we could try and take up through County Council and the police. Does that sound sensible? Can I have a proposal for that, for the clerk to write to all the businesses in the area?
Yeah, good. Can we, before we vote, there was a comment about the HGVs. There shouldn't be HGVs running through a residential area at all. If they're delivering stuff, they should come round through the lights and back up back lane. They shouldn't be going through Beechwood.
I think if residents are evidencing that type of traffic, then we're going to have some formal evidence.
We can't do that
on the hearsay. If they're talking about oversized lorries over the weight load going through there, then we're going to have to see some number plates and bits and pieces that we can actually deal with, and then we can go to the contractors concerned. But on the actual rat run issue, Councillor Conway, did you say you were happy to propose that?
Yeah.
Can I have a seconder, please, for that? Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? Thank you. Could I ask Mr. Parker, the Assistant Clerk, to write a strongly worded letter asking them if they could comply with that request on the basis they have been written to in the past? Thank you. Right, moving on to PC 017 and to finance matters, to receive and consider the year end finance report. We've seen the documentation. Has anybody got any questions for our RFO?
Just a comment really, just to thank the RFO, and thinking back to this time last year when we were didn't seem to know as much as we do now, we seem to know more and more and more, and I think that's really, really helpful, and yeah, just really like to
thank you. Thank you, duly noted. Okay. To receive and consider the approvals list.
Sorry.
There
are some recommendations about reserves in the report, which I'd quite like to deal with before we get on to signing.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I don't know whether people are happy to accept the recommendations. Just so we've made surplus over and above our budget. The issue we had was that we had some advice, we saw some information from JPEG about the level of general reserves, about it being around 3 months for a parish council our size. And so when I did this report, I kind of tried to leave our reserves at roughly the same level, the general reserve, at roughly the same level as it was at the beginning of the year, by moving various things out into, say, an asset management reserve and reserve for time banking costs, and a little bit of a hard deferred costs. Since then, we've had, because I saw advice from Capel about this reserves issue, and they've come back and said that at the moment they think we should award JPEG on this because it's not being properly thought out. So I'm kind of easy about what we do with the reserves. We can either leave them in general reserves, move it into asset management reserve. It's really up to you. The overall level of reserves will stay the same, it's just how we but what would be good would be to, if you're in agreement, I would like to move 11,000 at least into the time banking costs, so then we don't have to worry about that for next year, because we do have the opportunity now to do that. And the whole deferred costs.
Yeah, vote to move 11,000 now and send the wider issue to the next finance meeting.
Okay, can I have a proposer to move the 11,000 for the time bank? Councillor Travis, can I have a seconder? Councillor Wilson, all those in favour? That makes sense, that's unanimous. Thank you very much, Gabby. What we would like to do is, if you would be comfortable about attending the next F&G meeting, and then we can discuss in more detail through the finance and good governance the appropriate location for the funding, the additional funds over and above our minimum requirements, and by then hopefully if will Capel be coming out with a paper, or is
So what they've said is that they had to call in their finance expert, who I think is somehow involved with JPEG, and he said he would go back to them and then would issue advice I wouldn't expect it to be any time particularly soon. I think we just don't need to panic, bear it in mind.
Okay, I think we'll take that to Finance and Good Governance next meeting, and then we can come back to full council with a recommendation based on the information that you hopefully will have by then, or whatever information you've actually got at that time. Thank you very much. Councillor Travis.
I would just like to add a little to what Councillor Hart said about the state of the finances, and not only do I fully agree with what was said about the competency of our RFO, but also the fact that as a council, and I think we should pat ourselves on the back, as we come out at the end of the year with a surplus over and above the surplus that we have had. It's a very healthy situation, and maybe the general public don't realise that the council is now managing the finances in a very competent way.
That's true.
Without being sort of blowing our own trumpet too much.
I think a lot of that is down to our RFO and our clerk for getting us in order, but also making sure that the committees work properly and work within their budgets, which is the important thing. Okay, thank you very much, Gavin. Can we move on to receive and consider the approvals list for May 2019? Has anybody got any queries on the approvals list?
Yeah, sorry, Chair, you do need to vote to receive the financial report.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise. Can we vote to receive? Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Kilmurray, seconder. Councillor Travers, all those in favour? Sorry, I do apologise. Thank you, Councillor Kamara. Okay. Now to receive and consider the approval list for May 2019. Has anybody got any questions or any issues on that one?
Only maybe this is something not for this meeting, but if you look at the very top of the list, there are four items from Hearts and Cams, mm-hmm. all with the same cheque total, but the makeup of the individual payments is different.
No, the four. If you look at the four total, the gross total that there, the four equals that.
Totals that.
Oh.
Yes, comes that, out that, to that confuses me every time as well.
Okay.
If you look at four.
No. Is it possible in the right hand column to only report the cheque total once?
I have to go and overwrite what the report comes out with.
But the actual total's at the bottom, yeah, pulls it right out.
Every time I look at it, I think, why are we writing four cheques for £2,497? And then
that appears lower down as well.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I'm just misreading it. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any queries or issues with the financials?
None that I see.
Can I have a proposer to accept them, please? Councillor Hart, can I have a seconder? Councillor Cowley, all those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Could I just request from signatories that they authorise those payments as soon as they can, please, because payroll is part of it. Thank you.
Will do. Moving on to PC 01819, Melbourne Community Hub, to consider a quotation for an upgrade to the CCTV. We have to ask Councillor Travers and Councillor Paul Murray to remove themselves. And the quote is within budget and it's part of an existing contract, so it's an extension. And it's all budgeted for anyway, and it was within the numbers previously advised. And you have.
Just to add, the reason why the work is necessary is because the resolution of the images at the moment is such that they're not admissible in court, and they need to be.
Okay. Have you got final numbers in? Has anybody got any questions on those? Are we happy to accept? Can I have a proposer to accept the quotation for the CCTV? Councillor Cowley, seconded. Councillor Wilson, all those in favour?
That's unanimous.
Just carried unanimous. Yes, thank you.
Gabby, could I ask that you just get John and Steve to come back?
Welcome back, Peter.
And there we get on to the one.
Quote was accepted.
Yes. Right, now moving on to PC 01919. Annual Governance and Accountability Return 2018-19, to consider the Annual Governance Statement, items 1 to 9 in your packs, in the documentation in turn. Prior to approving, Parish Chair and Parish Clerk sign the declaration once it's all gone through. So, just taking it through from the top, you've all been given copies of these 9 items. The governance statement number one, if you want me to read them all out, you've all got copies of them, but obviously the evidence to the fact, which is the important element, the accounting statements prepared on income and expenditure basis, bank reconciliations, expenditure reports, approvals list presented to council regularly, and the RFO gives advice regularly. So has anybody got any questions, queries, or wants to decline on this one? Okay, can I have a proposal, please, to accept point one? Councillor Hart, seconded. Councillor Kilmurray, all those in favour? Yes. And that's carried unanimous. That's point one. That's a yes. Point two, and this is maintained an adequate system of internal controls, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud. The evidence of this is insurance provision for employee dishonesty, member appointed to verify bank reconciliations, a member of the parish appointed to verify bank reconciliations, triple signatory authority in place for electronic transactions, and office staff are not signatories and prepaid debit cards are used. So has anybody got any questions, any queries on this? Could I have a proposer to accept this item? Councillor Wilson, seconded. Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? That's carried unanimous. Step two. And number three, where are we going? Right. Reasonable steps to assure ourselves that there were no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulatory and proper practices that could have significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business and manage its finances. Right, the evidence statement here is powers identified when making grants, financial regs and standing orders stipulate spending authority limits, declarations of acceptance and register of interest up to date and audited. The clerk reports on LGA powers. Again, I'll ask, has anybody got any questions or queries with regard to this item? Can I have a proposal to accept? Councillor Cowley, seconded. Councillor Travis, all those in favour? That's carried unanimous. Thank you. Number three. Number four. We provided proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' rights in accordance with the requirements of the accounts and regulations. And the evidence statement is the audit notices properly displayed, finance reports published on website, and public address agenda item at full PC meetings. Again, has anybody got any questions, queries on this item? Okay, if we're accepting, can I have someone to accept this one, please? That's Councillor Hart. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Wilson. All those in favour? Again, carried unanimous. That's number four. Number five, carrying out assessment of the risks facing the authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and or external insurance cover where required. Risk and the evidence on this one is risk management policy produced and adopted following internal audit advice. Financial risk assessment in place. The RAs updated regularly. All risks related docs and policies on our website. Again, any questions or queries on this one? If there's none, can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Kilmurray. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Number five. Number six. We maintain through the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of accounting records and control systems. And the evidence to this is internal audit, internal auditor appointed, visits twice yearly, internal auditor recommendations monitored by external auditor. Again, any questions or queries on this one? And could I have a proposal to accept? Councillor Barnes, seconded. Councillor Cowley, sorry, I do apologise for that. Councillor Cowley, all those in favour?
Yes, again, thank you.
Very unanimous. Number seven. Right. Took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from internal and external audit. The evidence statement is comprehensive audits of PCs, asset register now complete. Declarations and registers 100% compliant, minute book compliance complete, and PWLB figures restated, and maintenance contracts in place. Do I have any questions or queries on this one? And can I have a proposal to accept, please? Councillor Travis, can I have a seconder? Councillor Wilson, all those in favour? Thank you. And penultimate. Considered whether any litigation, liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during the year or after the year end have a financial impact on this authority and where appropriate have included them in accounting statements. And the evidence, income and expenditure reports published regularly, approvals list presented, published and approved in line with accounts and audit regs, accounting statements produced, signed and presented to council for approval. Are there any questions or queries on this one? Okay, in that event, can I have a proposal to accept? Councillor Barnes, can I have a seconder? Councillor Kilmurray, all those in favour?
Thank you.
Carried unanimous. And moving on to the last one, this actually is not applicable to Melbourne Council.
It's about trustees, yes, and the Parish Council is not the sole managing trustee of anything.
Okay, so now we have an overall to vote on this. Right, That's it. Yep, it's all done. Okay. And the annual governance and accountability returns 2018-19. This is under PC020. To consider signing the accounting statement, and this has been provided by the RFO, which you have on the next page of your pack. Does anybody have any queries or questions with regarding to the statement?
No.
Okay. Can I have a proposer to accept the statement? That's Councillor Kilmurray, seconded. Councillor Cowley, all those in favour?
Unanimous.
That's carried. Okay, thank you very much. So we move on now to policies and PC02119 to receive an update on policy review schedule.
Thank you, Chair. So I've put two copies of the review schedule in your agenda pack. The first of those is from April last year, and the second of those is from the day before yesterday. The reason being you can compare and contrast and see what progress has been made.
And we do look as if we're well on track. And we've met the auditor's requirements, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. She mentioned a number of policies she wanted to see updated over the course of the year, and that has been done. I'm confident that her visit on Thursday of this week, she'll see what she needs to see.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Okay. And the next one is to, I'll probably pass over to Councillor Kilmurray for this one, but to consider a draft beekeeping policy.
Can I offer a bit of background on this?
Yes, you can.
So for those councillors who aren't on the maintenance committee, some time ago we had a request from one of the plot holders asking if they could keep bees on the plot. I do know that a number of councils up and down the land do allow this. We took the issue to maintenance committee, at which time a draft policy was presented in case council wished to say yes. In the event there were objections raised from other plot holders following a consultation, so the particular request at the time was refused. However, committee did decide that the policy would come to full council for ratification in case they ever wanted to change their mind, and the draft policy is in your agenda pack.
So has anybody got any questions? Sorry, Councillor Travis?
Well, as chair of the maintenance committee, I can perhaps add support to the fact that I think that we should have a policy. I think that the fact that somebody has objected to this might be something that turns round in the future. I mean, it seems to be self-evident to me that if you're an allotment keeper, then having bees somewhere close by would be a good idea. And you should be able to safely manage this. And I think the matter, the proposal was a very sensible one, and I think that we should have a policy for it. So I support the fact that we should consider approving this policy.
Okay. Any questions or queries with regard to the policy? People on the maintenance committee will have seen it anyway. But, right, can I have a proposer for the policy, please? I'm glad Councillor Kilmurray put his hand up first. Seconded Councillor Travis.
Yeah.
And all those in favour? Thank you. And that policy will presumably go on a two-year review, something like that?
The draft policy already stipulates a review schedule, I think. If it doesn't,
next
one more
year. Okay. 1 year.
Okay, right, moving on to PC02219, HR matters, to receive any updates and consider any actions. Councillor Hart.
I'm sorry?
2219.
Oh. Apologies for that, Chair. That's for next week's meeting. No, I don't think we have any other, no more policies to bring to Council. I mean, our report for the year will be at next week's meeting. But it was very pleasing, I think, to look through that policy review document and see how many of our reds had turned to green and amber. So, I think that we've achieved an awful lot this year, but I'll say more on that next week.
Thank you. Right. Okay, there's nothing else on the agenda. I will declare this meeting closed under PC02319, and the next meeting will be held on the 24th of June 2019. Thank you, everybody.